إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وبعد. All praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, we beseech assistance and aid in Him, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the mischievousness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whomever Allah guides, no one will be able to lead him astray. And whomever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide him. And I bear witness publicly that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone and he has no partners, and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah. Fear Allah with the fear that is due to him, and do not die except as Muslimun. O human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that one soul its mate, and from the two of them, countless men and women spread abroad in multitude. Remember the wombs that bore you, and keep the relations of family ties among you. For surely Allah is a watcher over you. And the worst of all affairs in this noble deen of Al-Islam are newly invented matters. For surely every newly invented matter is an innovation. Every innovation is a going astray, and every astray will lead that person who has committed that innovation into the hellfire. My beloved brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, on this blessed day of Jumu'ah, we need to know, rahimakumullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down this book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sent down this book, He sent down the sunnah with the book. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran, the sunnah came down with it. And in those two types of revelation, in the book of Allah, and in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is guidance. And that guidance was explained by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his words and his actions. And that guidance that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained by his statements and his actions were implemented and understood completely without any misunderstanding whatsoever as a fulfillment of the job of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam to make them understand the implementation and the execution and the total understanding of that deen, that guidance. Move up inshallah brothers, move up to give the brothers a chance to get some space and make their raqah. And we want to remind the children not to play with money or play with anything. And the adults should follow suit inshallah. To put all things away, don't play with your beards, don't put your fingers like this. Because placing your fingers like this intertwined is a no-no in Islam, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has already told us. Do not intertwine your fingers like this while you're waiting for the salah. Barakallahu fikum. So the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were the ones who received the understanding of the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in their lives, following the way of a Salaf al-Salih is happiness. Salafiyya is happiness, and happiness is in Salafiyya. When we find the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looking at the ayat of the book of Allah, and listening to the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and watching the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam implementing that which was revealed to him, we find perfection in every single facet of life. We find perfection in the religious, for lack of better words, ways of life. We find perfection in the social affairs of the Muslim. We find perfection in the political arena that the Muslims at that time involved themselves in. We find perfection in all aspects of life. How do we get married? How do we get divorced? What happens to the children when the two people get separated? Who has custody? Who inherits from whom? How do you fight in jihad? How do you protect yourself when someone breaks into your home? How do you pray to Allah? How do you fast to Allah? How do you pay charity? How do you go around the house? How do you prepare to go around the house, Baytul Atiq, the ancient house? How do you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you relate with the disbelievers, whether they are Jews or Christians or Hindus or Buddhists or Sikh or atheists? Everything has been explained, and the companions in their lives, the way they understood it, gave the fulfillment to that which was revealed. But unfortunately, brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, we have some Muslims in the Western world that have followed the ways of the disbelievers. And at the advent of September 11th and the anniversary between quotes, of September 11th, just a few weeks ago, we find the Muslims, unfortunately, adding to this noble deen of Al-Islam and take away from this prestigious way of life. We find the Muslims involving themselves, feeling sorry for themselves and others in a manner that they should not be feeling sorry, using kindness in an area they should not be using kindness. As some of the people of the past, they have said, Al-Ihsanu fi ghayri mawdu'ihi dhulm. That kindness wudi'a fi mawdi'in ghayrihi ghayri mawdu'ihi dhulm. So for the Muslims to involve themselves in memorials and celebrations and dua, going, mixing with the disbelievers to commemorate, memorialize that particular event or any other event with the disbelievers is an act of kufr. And if they believe that this is a proper thing to do, to bring the religions together, you can move up some more, inshallah, let the brothers come in, inshallah. If they believe that this is a proper thing to do, to have unity, or as they call, bridging the faiths, bridging the faiths. Wallahi, there's no bridging of the faiths. Whoever believes this, then they have left Islam.
Yes,
and this is something, brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, which is a big trick that the Muslims have fallen into. Some of the people of the past, like Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has explained to us where he said, wa'alam rahimakallah. You should know, may Allah have mercy on you. Anna ad-deena innama ja'a min qibalillahi tabarak wa ta'ala lam yudha ala عقول الرجال وآرائهم وعلمه عند الله ورسوله وعند رسوله فلا تتبع شيئا بهواك. Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he said, you should know, O Muslims, may Allah have mercy on you, he said, that the deen is only that which came from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it is not left for the opinions and the whims and the desires and the logical, really illogical conclusions of men. It's not placed like that. That its knowledge, the knowledge of the deen, comes from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This statement by Imam al-Barbahari, brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, is a tremendous statement. Tremendous statement. He said, فَتَمْرُقَ مِنَ الدِّينِ فَتَخْرُجَ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ. He said that if you do this, you follow the deen based on your desires, not following it the way Allah and His Messenger have told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will leave, depart from the deen, and exit yourself from Islam by following your desires. We think it should be done this way. There's no problem with going with the disbelievers in that. There's no problem with bringing the disbelievers into the masjid and praying with the disbelievers, letting a Jew, Rabbi Tantenbaum, on your right-hand side in the rank, and Minister Johnson on the left-hand side, on the other side of you, in the salah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ أَن يَعْمُرُوا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ شَاهِدِينَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ بِالْكُفْرِ. This is the statement of your Lord. It is not proper for the mushrikun, and that means also the kafirun, because every mushrik is a kafir, and every kafir is a mushrik. It is not proper for the mushrikun that they should visit the houses of Allah. What did Imam al-Tabari, what did Ibn Kithir al-Dimashqi, what did Imam al-Qurtubi, what did Imam al-Baghawi, what did Imam al-Qasimi, what did they say in their tafsirs, the meaning of this ayah, that it's not permissible for the disbelievers to visit the house of Allah? They said it means, from Abdullah ibn Abbas and the rest of them, it's not permissible for the disbelievers to pray or have any type of worship with the believers in the houses of Allah, even dua, and it's not even permissible for them to participate and cooperate with the Muslims in the masjid to even clean it up. It's not even permissible for them to take a vacuum cleaner and clean up the masjids of Allah. Shahideena ala anfusihim bil kufr. Because they themselves, when you allow them in, or if you don't allow them in, they bear witness within themselves that we are kafirs. That we are kafirs. This is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam al-Barbahari, he said, you will leave the deen, you will exit yourself from Islam. You will exit yourselves from Islam. He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ بَيَّنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِأُمَّتِهِ السُّنَّةِ وَأَوْضَحَهَا لِأَصْحَابِهِ وَهُمُ الْجَمَاعَةِ وَهُمْ السَّوَادُ الْأَعْظَمُ وَالسَّوَادُ الْأَعْظَمُ هُمْ الْحَقْ وَأَهْلُهُ. He, rahimahullah, Imam al-Barbahari, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already explained to his ummah the sunnah. He's already explained to his ummah the sunnah. And he's already clarified and elucidated in the best possible manner that it can be elucidated upon that to his companions. He's already done it. He's already done it. Whoever follows another way other than this, they have gone astray. Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he already explained what is Islam and what is the Sunnah. Imam al-Barbahari said, and the companions are the Jama'ah. That we don't have a Jama'ah from among the Muslims, but that we have the Jama'ah of the Muslims, those who follow that way. And they are as-sawad al-a'zam. They are the main body. That's the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we want to know, brothers and sisters, how should we behave in times of fitna like September 11th, and then the anniversary of that, then we need to go back and look at the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see what they did, because in their way is success, and in their way is happiness. There's no success for the Muslims except by the way of the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and the Tabi'in, those who follow them in righteousness. There is no happiness. It's feigned happiness. You're fooling yourselves if you think you're happy. There's no happiness and no success except that we follow the way of those people of the past. Walillahi alhamd. Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in wa ba'd. Our beloved brothers and sisters in al-Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left this deen in its pristine state without any tarnish, without any sullying, without any type of blemish whatsoever. Allah perfected this deen and He chose Islam as a way of life for us, and He was pleased to present Islam to us as a way of life. It is not a deen that needs to be alterated like this thawb. You don't have to hem up Islam, let out a little bit here, tuck in this, tuck in that. All people can wear this deen. It's one size fits all. You don't need to alterate Islam. Whatever you need to do in Baltimore, Maryland, you just look to the companions of the Messenger of Allah, or those two succeeding generations who came after them, or look at those imams, those ulama, who follow their way, and you'll know exactly what to do. Nothing has been left out. And don't forget that the disbelievers, they want to lead you away from your deen. They want to take you away from your deen because they know the reality of the dunya and they know the reality of the akhirah. They know that the dunya is temporary. They know that the akhirah is eternal. But they choose to be in the dunya like they're in Jannah, as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that this dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. That this dunya is a prison for the believer, and it's a paradise for the disbeliever. The disbeliever knows that. That's why they want you to be involved in their affairs of the dunya, so they can lead you away. وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. And the disbelieving Jews and the disbelieving Christians, they will not be pleased until they lead you away, so they turn you away from your deen. So beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when you want to know how to do anything as a community of people in this country, or any other Western country, or any Muslim country, when you want to know what to do, then go back and look at what the companions used to do and how they understood those ayat. As Imam al-Barbahari again, he said, فَانْظُرْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ فَانْظُرْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ كل من سمعت كلامه من أهل زمانك خاصة. لا تعجلن، فلا تعجلن ولا تدخلن في شيء منه حتى تسأل وتنظر هل تكلم به أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو أحد من العلماء. إمام البربهاري رحمه الله said, you should look, may Allah have mercy on you. He made dua for us. You should look, may Allah have mercy on you, to everyone living in your time, specifically his statements. When you hear a statement from somebody today who says they have knowledge, he graduated from this university with a bachelor's in this. He graduated from that university with a master's in that. He graduated with a PhD in this and that, from that university in that place. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. What you need to do, you need to look at his kalam. Look at his statements, specifically in your time. When you hear the statements of the people living in your time, فَلَا تَعْجَلَنَّ Imam al-Barbahari said, don't be hasty going into it. Don't rush into it and don't take anything from it until you ask and until you look closely with the best of vision. هل تكلم به أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Did the companions of the Messenger of Allah say that? Is there a statement from the companions of the Messenger of Allah on this? Or one of the ulama? Or one of the ulama, Imam al-Barbahari said, meaning one of the Sahaba, the number one on the list of the ulama. Or the Tabi'un, number two on the list from the ulama. Or the Atba' al-Tabi'een, number three, the third generation. Or any of the ulama from the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, all the way up to our time that follows the way of those people of the past. See if there's a statement from them. Don't be hasty. فَإِنْ وَجَدْتَ فِيهِ أَثَرًا عَنْهُمْ فَتَمَثَّكْ بِهِ Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he says, so when you find a narration, when you find an authentic narration, intabihu, when you find an authentic narration, pay attention, from them, meaning the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah, to justify what that person today is telling you in Baltimore, what that person in Newark, New Jersey is telling you, what that person in Los Angeles is telling you, what that person in Sydney, Australia is telling you, what that person in Osaka, Japan is telling you, whatever that sheikh or that imam is telling you, if you have an athar, a hadith that is authentic, that you find from the companions of the tabi'un, saying you can do that, فَتَمَثَّكْ بِهِ وَلَا تُجَاوِزْهُ لِشَيْءٍ وَلَا تَخْتَرْ عَلَيْهِ شَيْئًا فَتَسْقُطَ فِي النَّارِ He said, then don't go beyond it. Hold on to it and don't go beyond that narration for anything. And don't prefer anything over it. Because if you do, you'll end up in the hellfire. You'll end up in the hellfire. And that's what's happening to the Muslims. That's what's happening to the Muslims. Interfaith dialogue, praying together. The Muslims coming together with the disbelievers, making a masjid, a synagogue, and a church under one dome. The Muslims coming together with the disbelievers, taking the Quran and the Old Testament and the New Testament and putting it between two covers. This is the state the Muslims are in, brothers and sisters. This is the state of the belief of the people who have that belief. Wahdatul Adyan, the unity of religion, bridging the faiths, the three Abrahamic faiths. Allahu Akbar. Is that the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Is that the way of Ibrahim to join with the disbelievers? قَدَ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُصْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَّرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ That's the statement of Allah. Listen closely, brothers, sisters, listen closely to the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in His book, the book that we say we believe in, the book that we say that we follow, the book that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, answering the people with the Abrahamic faith phrase before they even said the phrase, the three Abrahamic faiths. Listen to the statement of Allah. Surely you have in Ibrahim and those who were with him the best example. When they said to their people, surely we are free. We are free. 100%, not 62%, not 94%. We are totally free of you and what you believe in and what you worship besides Allah. Totally free. كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ And we reject you and that which you believe in. And there has appeared between us and you enmity and hatred. We're not saying enmity and hatred to your mother. We're not saying enmity and hatred to your father. This is the natural love that you have for them, but you hate their kufr. There has appeared enmity and hatred between us and you, abadan. Allah says, abadan, forever and ever and ever, hatta tu'minu billahi wahda, until you believe in Allah by himself. This is the statement of our Lord. So brothers and sisters in al-Islam, follow the way of the Salaf al-Saleh. For following the way of the Salaf al-Saleh is happiness. Don't follow the way of the wicked imams and scholars today, the likes of those who say, if Allah had presented himself as a candidate in the Jewish election in so-called Israel, he couldn't even have got that many votes as that Jew. This is the statement of one of the so-called scholars today, who the people who are looking to for fatawa. He stood on the minbar. This is the people, these are the types of the people that people are following and putting their trust in and taking their fatawa from. He stood on the minbar on Jumu'ah and said, if Allah had presented himself as a candidate, talking about the Jewish elections of Sharon or Perez, Allah himself could not have received that percentage of votes. This is the state we're in, brothers and sisters. And these are the people who we're taking our knowledge from. Go back to the way of the past, brothers and sisters, so that you can be happy. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa aqim as-salam.